This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. If you want to get to the heart of Christianity and what the Bible teaches, you can go to Jesus Christ himself and see what he teaches. And so much of his approach to life is found in his famous sermon, the Sermon on the Mount. And we've been looking at that for the past couple of weeks. And in this Sermon on the Mount, Jesus shows us that really God's perspective on life is so different from ours, even from our Christian religious perspective on life. What he wants is a spiritual approach to life that turns our values upside down. He wants to revolutionize our lives. That doesn't happen by a casual reading of a few verses and just a wish to be a better person. No, you really need every day to spend time in the scriptures, catching God's way of looking at life, God's way of looking at the world, and much more important even, through reading God's word, listening to God's voice in your heart, deepening your personal relationship with God, because the life of God that he wants to live in you only comes through a healthy relationship with him. How's your relationship with the Lord? Well, let's hear what he has to say to us today in Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 18. Jesus says, "Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face, as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full." They're getting their reward, that is, from people seeing them and noticing how religious they are, that they're fasting. And Jesus says, "But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father, that is God, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." Again, Jesus comes back to this secret thing. He told us when we pray, not to just pray when people will notice, out loud, in church, but to pray just when it's us and God, alone. And here he says, when you fast, that is, when you commit to not eat for a period of time, which really goes against your own bodily desires, but you do it to show that God is first in your life, not your own body and your desires. When you do that, make it a private thing just between you and God. You know what makes secrets so special is that only the two of you know about it. It makes a special bond between you and the other person, a meaningful connection between you and God when you fast for him and don't tell anybody about it. You know, fasting lets your body know that it does not control you. God controls you. And it lets God know that you're putting him first in your life. And it shows you the battle that your selfish nature puts up against denying yourself for God. You know, all those things are good for you and for your relationship with God. There's nothing wrong with eating. And in fact, you can fast things besides food. You can fast from television or from the internet, even from your regular exercise routine, anything that is normally a part of your life that you enjoy. There's nothing bad in those things, but you want to make a point about who is first in your life. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.